Welcome to Minnesota Military Radio, where we bring you information about Minnesota's National Guard, the military community, Beyond the Yellow Ribbon Program, and Department of Veterans Affairs. Your host is Tom Lyons, founder and owner of Phalon Partners Limited, a Twin Cities merger and acquisition advisory firm. Tom is also a Vietnam veteran of the United States Air Force and a member of the VFW and American Legion. Now, here's Tom Lyons.
Welcome to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. On today's show, we celebrate 4 years of Minnesota Military Radio with a look behind the scenes with our production team. And as usual, we're going to start out the show with, generally speaking, a weekly message from Minnesota's Adjutant General, Major General Rick Nash.
Congratulations to Minnesota Military Radio on your anniversary. I want to thank the staff of News Talk AM 1130, Tom Lyons, and the soldiers of the Minnesota National Guard who work tirelessly every week to produce this radio program. This radio hour is one-of-a-kind program aimed at informing Minnesotans about programs and initiatives that are taking place in the Department of Defense, the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, and the Minnesota National Guard. It is critical that the public knows what the military is doing on their behalf, and that's why Minnesota Military Radio is so unique. Radio programs like this are so important to the public debate. When citizens can tune in or avail themselves of the information via podcasts, they are better able to make an informed decision. I salute Mr. Lyons for his work in bringing these important issues to the public's attention. Tom has served his country faithfully in uniform, and he does so once again by providing this great public service.
Thank you, General Nash. Joining me now from the Minnesota National Guard is their Director of Communications, Colonel Kevin Olson. Colonel, welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio.
Well, it's great to be here after you starting out 4 years ago. I just need to let the listening audience know that you haven't physically changed one bit in the last 4 years. You look younger, Tom.
Colonel, thank you. It's been a while since we've had you in that chair and behind the microphone. 4 years and about 2 months ago, maybe a little bit longer, this idea came up. I was approached by the program director here at Twin Cities News Talk AM 1130. He went over and talked to the adjutant general, and then he introduced me to you. And all of a sudden, we had this idea we were going to do a Minnesota Military Public Affairs program, a one-hour program on Twin Cities News Talk AM 1130. You must have went home and had a nightmare that night.
Well, that's no small task, but I think that you heard in General Nash's remarks during Generally Speaking that it's something that he's been behind, since the very beginning. Both him as well as Commissioner Sheliteau are totally committed to telling the stories of our service members, our families, and our veterans to all Minnesotans. And just couldn't be happier with from where we started to where we are now. It's been a phenomenal journey. And just want to thank you, Tom, for taking taking leadership of this.
Well, it's certainly been a good journey so far, and we've had a lot of fun with it, and it's an honor to tell these stories. And Colonel, if you could just share with the audience, you were recently promoted to full colonel. How many years have you been in the military?
I've been honored to serve in the Army National Guard for the last 28 years. I've been in four different states, in Nebraska, New Jersey, Massachusetts, and here in Minnesota for the last 20 years. And it's just been a wonderful experience. You know, what I love about being in the National Guard is that you get such a chance to connect with our citizen soldiers and airmen. And, the vast majority of our force, they work these incredible civilian jobs, and they make this connection to the community. And I've learned so much about each of the states that I've lived in. And again, I've been here in Minnesota for about 20 years. And that's why I feel so connected to this community. It's all the great people that choose to wear the uniform for our country.
Colonel, I can remember before those first couple of shows, we had some meetings and we were talking about, okay, we've got this great opportunity. What are we going to do with it? Fortunately, we had the full support of the Adjutant General and the Commissioner of the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. So we had an idea to come together and talk about the military in Minnesota, the Yellow Ribbon programs to support our families and our troops, veterans benefits with the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, and then talk about some of our veterans, 370,000 or so in Minnesota. And I think some of those first shows might have sounded just a little different than they do today.
Well, I'll say, because you and I didn't know what we didn't know, and nor did Sergeant First Class Ben Howe Cooper and Beth Koshin and Anna Long and all the great folks that were here at the very beginning. And we just didn't know that by expanding the great network of people that are connected to the veteran community and all the great services, service providers, that it was more about more than just about a half-hour show about, or pardon me, an hour show about the National Guard and the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. It was all of these great stakeholders. People in Minnesota really care about their service members, their veterans, and their families. And we've been able to make such a great connection through this show.
We're speaking with Colonel Kevin Olson, Director of Communications for the Minnesota National Guard, on Minnesota Military Radio on our fourth anniversary. I still can't believe, sir, that we've been doing this for 4 years, and we've had hundreds and hundreds of folks on the show, and we've got a full plan going forward. We've got all kinds of things coming up for next year.
You know, when I look back 4 years ago, Sergeant First Class Hout Cooper, Sergeant Ben, as you know him, you know, he and I would look at each other and say, oh, what are we going to do for next week? And we were scrambling to make sure that we had guests and content that was relevant for the next week or two. He shows me these show plans, and without exaggeration, he's got something penciled in for the next 10 weeks for each one of the segments on the show. It's been such a groundswell of support from our service members, families, service providers, and veterans. It's just been phenomenal.
And we've been able, with your help and the help of the Adjutant General, to get the director at the Minneapolis VA Healthcare Center to join us in the last year, and he's been on, and we've been able to talk to a lot of the VA doctors about all the fantastic things they're doing out at the Minneapolis VA. And then a couple of years ago, the commanders of the Commander's Task Force, the 9 federally chartered veteran service organizations, started joining us. We've been able to pull together all of these groups that are out there helping our support our troops and their families, and tell the story about, there are really a lot of things going on in Minnesota. We're ahead of the curve, aren't we?
Oh, well, we certainly are. You know, as I said, you know, one of the things that makes Minnesota very unique is that we don't have any active duty bases of any branch. So our veteran community, those that have served in active duty and those that serve in the National Guard, the reserves of all components here in Minnesota, they're very proud to come forward and tell their story.
Colonel, we've been able to take the show to Kuwait to visit with the Red Bulls when they were over there helping with the drawdown. We've been to Norfolk for the commissioning of the USS Minnesota. But one of my favorite afternoons in the studio was when we had the show on the 40th anniversary of the return of our Vietnam veteran POWs. And we had the 10th chairman of the Joint Chiefs, General Vesey, in here, and he helped with that show. And we've got some other material from him about his career. What a national treasure.
It's a national treasure, and you know what? You should know that as soon as that show with Chairman General Jack Vesey was recorded, I did send that off to the public information officer for the Joint Chiefs of Staff. I mean, that is something that is truly a national treasure. You know, General Vesey and all the things that he's done for our state, our nation, and for the world as the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff under President Reagan are just phenomenal. So the conversation that you had, believe me, that's in the archives at the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs office right now.
It was a big pleasure to spend that few hours with him that afternoon, and boy, what a nice man. And Colonel, we've also taken on some tough things. Last Christmas, we had the Minnesota National Guard chaplains in, and we talked about spiritual healing for our combat veterans. And we just recently in September did a suicide prevention roundtable. We've, along with the guidance and the leadership from the Adjutant General to take on all of these topics, we've taken them on the radio, on the show, too.
No, well, we sure have. And I must say that I have to compliment you on addressing those difficult topics and from all of those that are affected by those important issues, spiritual healing, suicide prevention, Gold Star families. I mean, it's difficult to engage in those conversations, and you've always done so very respectfully. And I know that's why that both myself and the Adjutant General have so much confidence in you leading the Minnesota Military Radio.
Thank you, sir. I think they're important stories, and they need to be told so that all of our listeners get a chance to find out what's going on in Minnesota. We've just got a few seconds left, and we have to get to the next segment, sir. Any final thoughts for our listeners?
Well, I'll reiterate again our sincere appreciation for you personally. For your listeners that don't know, you don't get compensated for this. This is something that you take on as a former service member and as a member of our service organization. So thank you for that. And I also just want to make sure that all of the great affiliates, 21 different stations throughout Minnesota, we've grown it from this one station, and it's just so from our great friends here at News Talk AM 1130. What a big thank you to them, and a big thank you to all those affiliates throughout the state. So what a wonderful fourth anniversary celebration. Thank you, Tom.
Sir, a great door opened, and a lot of us walked through, and a lot of volunteers came together to help make this show a success and build a network. We'll be back with Minnesota Military Radio in just a moment, and we're going to talk to the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons, and we're celebrating 4 years of Minnesota Military Radio. In this segment, we're going to talk to the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. And joining us now is the Communications Director, Anna Long, and our MDVA producer, Beth Koshin. Ladies, welcome to Minnesota Military Radio.
Thank you, Tom. It's nice to be here.
Nice to be back, Tom. Thanks.
Beth, it's good to have you behind the microphone for a change. We have to drag you in the studio to get you on there.
Yeah, pretty much.
Anna, Beth's a tireless worker for us on the radio show over here, but you and I met longer than 4 years ago. We had a meeting over at the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, and we were trying to figure out how we could get some money so that we could tell all the veterans in Minnesota about all the programs available to help them.
See, that's Tom's nice way of saying that we cornered him to help fundraise, really.
But that was all right.
But you know, Tom, it's so interesting to think that was just 4.5 years ago and where we are today. It's really incredible. And, you know, as they say, timing is everything. So we talked to you and then this opportunity came knocking at your door. And as Kevin Olson just said, we appreciate the leadership that you've taken with it. It wouldn't be where it is today.
Well, there was a need. The MDVA, Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, had a need to talk about all the veterans programs that the state legislatures provided funds for. And, of course, Minnesota National Guard is so busy and does so many things that they wanted to talk about the military in Minnesota and the Yellow Ribbon program. So door opened, I walked in, and everybody came in with me, and there's lots and lots of volunteers that have helped. And what do you think, how do you feel about the last 4 years?
One thing that we've recognized in the veterans community is, and this is anecdotal, but that veterans, so when they're in the military, they volunteer to serve, and that what we have found is they come back from the military, and as veterans, they continue to serve. And I would say it's safe to say they volunteer at a higher rate than the general public. And I think, and I'm sure Beth would agree, that you are an example of that. I mean, just the time that you have put into this show, I know this isn't the Tom Lyons show, but I really do want to give you credit because it has been a chance for us to get the word out and tell that story and talk about all of our programs, from our state veterans homes across Minnesota to the more than 20 programs that we administer on the programs and services side. And, you know, that's invaluable.
It really is about all the stories that we tell and all the people that are out there helping our veterans. But what were you thinking 4 years ago when we started? What were your hopes and aspirations for the show, and how does that compare to today?
You know, it's interesting because when we started, I, for one, had no idea what went into producing a radio show. And so initially, I remember thinking this could be a lot of work, but the payoff would be tremendous. And then as it's evolved and seen this process and what it's become is, I think it's really tremendous. And we're in 21 markets now in Minnesota. So we're able to reach Minnesotans and their families all over the state, veterans and non-veterans, because one of the ways that we reach veterans isn't just directly through the veteran. Often it's a family member or friend. And, you know, that is something that I could never have imagined 5 years ago before this started. But to see it come to fruition and really flourishing, that's amazing.
You know, I think there are a lot of people in Minnesota, including me, that really didn't know the difference between the VA, the federal VA, mm-hmm. and the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. Is that the same thing? What was it? But now we've learned a lot, haven't we?
Absolutely. That's been one of our bigger challenges, is trying to help the public understand what our mission is. And in a simplified way, we are governor's cabinet level agency, but we exist to serve veterans, period. And so being able to do that and help the public understand our identity different from the federal VA is part of that.
But there are a lot of different aspects of the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, because there's a lot of ways to help veterans, and you've got a lot of tools and resources, don't you?
We do. And that's, you know, like I mentioned a minute ago, on the programs and services side, we have about 20 different programs, and that's everything from higher education veterans programs to burial to special needs grants through our benefits division. And there are so many different programs out there that it's important that we can figure out the best way to reach veterans and make sure that they know that those programs exist. I know that you're talking, I think you're talking to our new special advisor to ending veteran homelessness on an upcoming show, but that is an incredible initiative too. And what we're doing is we're really looking at how we can tie in the different resources in the state, existing and possibly some new ones, to end veteran homelessness by the end of 2015. It's ambitious, but we think we can do it.
And Anna, there's so many programs, but the one thing that I think we've taught all our listeners is, for anything veteran, if you are a veteran, find your discharge paper, find your DD-214, and go see your county veteran service officer. I don't know how many times I've said that in 4 years, but it has to be a lot.
You know what? The repetition is key here. And even one better to that, Tom, if you can't find your discharge papers, still go see your county service officer because they can help you track those down.
Even better. You bet. Anna, have you gotten much feedback on the show over the last 4 years?
I'm glad you asked. That's one thing I wanted to mention. And I think that in the business I'm in, results are really important. And we have been able to see the actual real value of this. So our director of our Claims and Outreach Division just mentioned that he's had veterans coming in recently who heard about what they do in their office through this program. And that's incredible. You know, that is on the ground, real results that are happening because of this show, people that we're reaching. Can't really even measure that.
We're speaking with Anna Long and Beth Koshin from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs on Minnesota Military Radio. Beth, you've been quiet over there, and you've been our producer, and you're here every week almost and setting up interviews and chasing people down to try to help us. It's part of the things that people don't see behind the scenes. It's hard to pull it all together, isn't it?
It is, and you know, you'd think after 4 years that you would get the hang of it, but I finally was able to figure out how to make it work and how to reach the people and how to find guests. And it's been really rewarding to be working on this show and not only working with you and the rest of the team, Tom, but also working with the veterans and hearing stories and hearing about organizations and the wonderful things that they're doing for our veterans here in Minnesota.
You know, one of my favorite memories was having one of the Commander's Task Force commanders, Don Pancake, in here, and we were talking about getting some funding for the veterans home out by the airport, and he was pounding on the table. He was pretty excited. That was a fun show, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. It's great to get our Commander's Task Force commanders in here to talk about the things that they do on their level, because they're partners of ours, and this has been a great opportunity for them as well to get the word out.
Now we got to get back to business for a minute, Beth. I know you've got Veterans Day event coming up. Do you want to talk about that?
We do. The Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs puts on the State of Minnesota Veterans Day program, and it's recognized by the federal VA as a site for Minnesota, and that is November 11th, Veterans Day, at the Invergrove Heights Veterans Community Memorial Center, and we offer a free breakfast that goes from 8:30 to 9:30, and then we have our official program that starts at 10, and we welcome all veterans, family members, friends, anybody who wants to come celebrate with us and celebrate veterans.
Yeah. Commissioner Shelton will be out there, I'll bet, that day too.
He will, yep. He'll be giving our keynote address this year, so we're pretty excited about that.
Anna, the commissioner's been a frequent guest on the show. He must like it.
He is such a supporter of this show. You know, he really sees the value and understands the value of this as well. Like we mentioned, when we started talking 4.5 years ago about how we could even just get some PSAs on the radio, you know, never in our wildest dreams did the commissioner and I think it could evolve into something this comprehensive and this complete. We've had 4 years to reflect, Tom. What would you say are some of the more memorable segments that we've done?
Oh, my goodness. I think the year in review is a good one. We usually have on the Adjutant General and the Commissioner, and we talk about what happened last year and what's coming up next year. And as I think back, there's been so many events, so many things happened, so many deployments. We've talked about the military. We've talked about veterans benefits. We've had the county veteran service officers on. We had the tribal veteran service officer on. It's all a big blur to me, but it's been fun.
Hard to pick. That's how I feel too. But the commissioner, you know, Commissioner Shelto is so supportive of this show, and really anything Tom Lyons wants, anything that we can do for this show, he's behind that 100%. So we are as well.
I might get a big head. We better take that one away. Beth, we just got a couple of minutes left. I know that you had some thoughts about upcoming shows and some final thoughts for us.
Yeah, we at the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, we've been really busy and we're really excited for this upcoming year. We have quite a few things coming up, but we're excited to have some guests on the show to talk about our new veteran cemetery in Preston, Minnesota. It's the second state veteran cemetery that's going to be opening up this next year. So that's exciting. And we also are finishing construction on building 17 at our Minneapolis Veterans Home. It was a three-phase project, so we're really excited to have the dedication and give our residents a great addition to the home.
And any final thoughts for us today, Beth?
Yeah, you know, Tom, this has been such a great experience and something I never thought that I would do in my job, but it's been great working with you, and you're so humble, Tom, and the time and effort and everything that you give to this show. It's a great team to be working with, and I couldn't be happier about it.
Well, thank you, Beth. And Anna, I know Beth works for you, but she works really hard behind the scenes to set everything up. And all I have to do is talk to people. I mean, it's kind of easy. Any final thoughts for our listeners? We're just about out of time.
No, I just want to leave you with, you know, again, thank you, Tom, and thank you to Beth and to Sergeant Ben for putting this together every week. It's incredible. And I also want to thank iHeartMedia for this amazing opportunity and the support that we have felt. It's really beyond what we could have expected. So thank you.
Ladies, thanks for joining us today. That was Anna Long and Beth Koshin from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs on our fourth anniversary show of Minnesota Military Radio. When we come back, we're going to meet some of those executives from iHeartMedia that so graciously put us on the air the last 4 years. This is Minnesota Military Radio. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons, and today's show has been the fourth year anniversary of Minnesota Military Radio. In a moment, we're going to meet a couple of the gentlemen that are responsible for putting us on the air. But first, it's time for the Commissioner's Corner, a weekly message from the Commissioner of the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, Larry Shelido.
Congratulations to Minnesota Military Radio as it celebrates its fourth anniversary on air. It has been a pleasure being part of this show and sharing important information with you, our listeners, each week. I want to thank Twin Cities News Talk AM 1130 and Clear Channel for allowing us the opportunity to be on the air and for making Minnesota Military Radio possible. Without their support, we wouldn't be able to share all the great stories and information that we do. Due to their generosity, we are able to reach listeners throughout Minnesota on over 20 stations across the state. Lastly, I would like to thank Tom Lyons, our show host and fellow Vietnam veteran. Without his dedication and vision, this show wouldn't have happened. Tom has touched the lives of today's service members, veterans, and their families. He continues to make a difference in the lives of others each and every day. Thank you, Tom.
Thank you, Commissioner Shelido. Joining me now are the two gentlemen that are principally responsible for putting us on the air the last 4 years here at Clear Channel, which is now called iHeartMedia. Andrew Lee, the program director, and Mike Crusham. What is your title, sir, Mr. Boss?
Technically, it's market president.
Market president.
We just call him boss man around here.
Yeah, I call him Mr. Boss every time I see him. Welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you very much. It's an honor to be on.
Mr. Lee, you and I met about 4.5 years ago. I think I took a blind lunch that Kevin Cash invited me to, and I didn't know what was going to go on.
Yep, Kevin asked me if I would come meet one of his clients or potential clients at that time, and we went to lunch over at JJ's right down the road. And started chatting, getting to know each other, and that's where this idea for the show was hatched.
And where did you get this idea in the first place?
I came here from Tucson, Arizona. I was running a station down there, and Tucson is home of Davis-Monthan Air Force Base. And we put together a show there, a weekend show, geared towards people living on the base, people working on the base. We wanted to invite people on to tell their stories of being involved in the military, invite veterans on, and deal directly with issues impacting military members in the community. And the show was very successful for us, and I realized that there's a real longing to hear stories about what being in the military is like, what life in the military is like. You hear a lot of snippets, you hear a lot of short PSAs and things like that, but you don't actually often get the opportunity to sit down with people in a long form format and really hear the stories of what life in the military is like. So one of the first things I wanted to do when I came up here was recreate that. I think there's a real desire for it. I think there's a real audience for it. And when I met you and we started talking about your background and what you do with Beyond the Yellow Ribbon and your involvement with Veterans Affairs and Veterans Issues here in Minnesota, it just seemed like, well, you know, here's a good opportunity to see if we can put a similar show up on here. And then what you did, and you took the ball and ran with it and got the National Guard involved, and it grew beyond any of my expectations after that first meeting.
Well, and your idea, as I recall, was to produce an hour-long Sunday morning Minnesota Military Public Affairs program, and you wanted me to be your unpaid host.
Correct. It's worked out pretty well for us.
And here we are 4 years later. I can still remember we had a chance one day a couple of years ago to go up to Camp Ripley on what was called, it was a trip for where they had some civilians in and showed them the base and all that stuff. And I asked you on the way back what you thought about the show and the day and the trip, and the look on your face was just amazing.
Yeah, that was a really fun day. That was a neat opportunity to be able to go up and experience that.
So here we are again with me saying, this is your fault, sir.
I take full responsibility and I deeply apologize.
Mr. Crusham, there's your opening. It's his fault.
Well, I'm glad it was his fault. There's another person's fault, Bill Popp. I was looking for a cause for KTLK at the time. I was very fond of being associated with the military because I've had very much positive experience in my past life in radio. So I was very open-minded. Andrew comes in and says, I would like to look at this show, and I've got somebody that could do a really good job. And I thought, well, this has all just fallen into place. I just should get out of the way and let them do what they need to do. And here we are 4 years later, very happy we did that.
And in addition to the show, I think a lot of our listeners know I'm on the board of the Minnesota Military Family Foundation. And you, sir, and the station have been incredible in your support of the Family Foundation, helping support the annual golf tournaments and raise money to help military families. And I just can't thank you enough for helping the MMFF and for allowing us to be on the air. And I just want to read something to you. This was a statement that was made right after the Civil War in the United States about the mission of the VA, the Veterans Administration. And it was to fulfill President Lincoln's promise to care for him who shall have borne the battle and for his widow and his orphan by serving and honoring the men and women who are America's veterans. And I think with this show and your support of the MMFF, you and the station and everybody here have done an incredible job of supporting our troops and their families, and I'd just like to thank you, sir.
Well, you're very welcome, and I'm gonna put a punctuation mark on that. I think it's going to get even better next year, in year five. How about that?
Well, Mr. Lee, there's another story here, and that is a few years ago, in addition to you putting us on the air, you and Mr. Crusham, I came to you and said they can't hear the show up at Camp Ripley.
Mm-hmm.
And could we make the content available to outstate radio stations? And I think you guys huddled and did what you said. And I think after about the ninth or tenth time I asked you if I could do that, you said, get out of here. Go do it.
It wasn't much of a huddle. It was a no-brainer. If anybody, it's such a great show and it's such a great service and it's got so much value to the members of the military and the state and their families that it deserves to be heard on as wide a platform as possible.
Well, did you not know there is a free app that you can download on your phone called
Here Comes the Plug,
iHeart Radio, and you can hear your show on Sunday morning anywhere where you can have a smartphone or any kind of
internet connection.
And an internet connection, you're worldwide.
And podcasts anytime at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com.
And of course, Mr. Crusham, every Friday when I send out a tease about the show at the end of it, I say, if you can't hear it wherever you are, tune into iHeartRadio. Yeah. So we're trying to do that. But in addition, and I don't think our listeners understand this, we're now on 21 stations. You're the flagship ship station. There's 20 other stations around the state. It's not normal, and it doesn't happen in my research where one radio business shares content with the others. But what I was told was you guys thought that this was so important that we need to get this information out to all the veterans in Minnesota. And it's incredible that you allowed us to create the Minnesota Military Radio Network, and I just want to thank you both for that as well.
Well, you are welcome. But again, if you weren't driving the bus and Andrew wasn't on the sidelines with you, we couldn't do it. So we laid it out there for you, but you took the ball and ran with it. And without that, it couldn't happen. So congratulations to you and thank you.
Yes, thank you very much. It's an honor to be associated with the program. It's one of the proudest things I've ever been involved with in all the time I've been working with radio. And I owe you a debt of gratitude for the amount of work and effort that you have put into this show.
Well, I told you when you met me, I have two speeds, full ahead and stop.
Right.
You've experienced one of them so far. We'll have to go from there. And it's always, you know, part of the reward is when I bring in a sergeant major, or I bring in a four-star general, or I bring in an admiral. Mr. Crusham just loves meeting all those folks.
How can you not? How can you not?
I remember the day you met General Vesey. That was a pretty good afternoon, wasn't it?
That was.
Well, gentlemen, it's been an honor and a pleasure to host this show for 4 years. And once again, from the Minnesota National Guard, from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, from myself and all the veterans of Minnesota, Mr. Lee, thank you for your idea and for putting us on the air. And Mr. Crusham, thank you for all of your support of Minnesota Military Radio and Minnesota Military Family Foundation.
Thanks back at you.
Ms. Andrew Lee and Mike Crusham from iHeartMedia will be back in a moment on Minnesota Military Radio with a couple of more of our producers to talk a little bit more about how we put the show together. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. Today, on today's show, we've been celebrating 4 years of Minnesota Military Radio and taking a look behind the scenes with some of our production team and the people that have made the show happen. And joining me now in this segment is Ralph Huesner, the Public Affairs Officer from the Minneapolis Veterans Affairs Healthcare System, which exists to honor America's veterans by providing exceptional health care that improves their health and well-being, and to provide patient-centered, integrated healthcare organization for veterans, providing excellent care, research, and education. Ralph, welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio.
Thanks, Tom. It's great to be here.
Ralph, in the last year, we were fortunate enough to meet your director, Pat Kelly, and introduce him to the show, Minnesota Military Radio, and show him that we were on so many stations around Minnesota, and he was pretty excited about it, and he made a decision that he wanted to participate in the show, and we think that's been a great addition.
Well, from the standpoint of the VA Medical Center, it's had a huge impact. I think it grew from a ripple effect to a tidal wave of interest. I have heard from so many veterans and staff, as well as the people who present here, that word is spreading about the VA, and perhaps for our veterans of the future, it gives them something to look forward to in the event that they have to come to the Minneapolis VA.
Ralph, it's been fun to learn about the Minneapolis VA and then the St. Paul facility and all your community-based outpatient clinics. You've really got a strong presence across Minnesota.
We are now we now consist of the main hospital in Minneapolis and 13 clinics around Minnesota and western Wisconsin. And a figure to remember is 100,000. We just recently surpassed the 100,000 mark as far as unique patients. And the number is going to be growing because of the concentration of active duty soldiers and Minnesota reservists who've served in Iraq and Afghanistan. So for the foreseeable future, those numbers are going to increase, and the VA is ready to provide them with care.
And Ralph, it's been our pleasure to meet quite a few of your doctors and have them on the show during the course of the year. And is it getting a little easier to have those doctors volunteer to come down and see us?
The turning point was about 6 months ago when I heard from a clinician asking if she could be on the show because she had heard very favorable comments from other docs at the VA. So I have not had anyone say no. There is sometimes some apprehension about being on the radio, but the fact that they are able to speak on their topic of interest and expertise has not been difficult to get people to come in. And I have heard nothing but favorable comments from every one of the, I count, 11 subject matter experts and Mr. Kelly.
And Ralph, it's been real eye-opening to hear about all the expertise and all of the various things that are going on at the Minneapolis Healthcare Center. What a fantastic center, and we've covered a lot of topics, haven't we?
Yeah. I look back, Tom, and we have covered homelessness, suicide prevention, new research in PTSD, alternative care for chronic pain, which actually was one of my favorite topics, women's health, rural health, and a few others. So I think what this has done is to let the veterans and the military community in Minnesota know that the VA Medical Center has a wide array of services available.
And one of the other things we covered was the Million Veteran Program, where they're gathering data from all the veterans to try to learn as much as they can and then use that data to help the civilian population as well.
I think that program is an indication that Minnesotans care for each other. The veterans who are contributing a blood sample, they are not going to benefit. But long-term, their children and grandchildren are going to receive information that will help determine prevention and treatment of diseases of the future.
Well, Ralph, we're looking forward to some more interesting topics in 2015 and to hearing from Director Kelly. I hope he's doing I hope he's just fine and looking forward to talking to him.
He's looking forward to being on the show again soon.
All right. Thanks for joining us again today, Ralph.
Thanks, Tom.
Now we come to the maybe the most important cat herder of all, our broadcast NCO, Sergeant First Class Benjamin Houtkooper, also known as Sergeant Ben. Sergeant Ben, glad to get you on that side of the microphone.
I don't share that. I enjoy staying behind that soundproof glass, but thank you, Tom. I appreciate you dragging me out from behind it.
Sergeant Ben, you're good when you get on this side of it. Can you... How can you explain to the listeners how much work goes into this? There's a lot of people involved.
You know, there really is. And I think that that has been our success. And in the number of people that we've had, you know, Ralph from the VA, we've had Beth from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs and Ned from Yellow Ribbon. We've had all these producers, all of these contributors who have donated their time to get the messages out there. And that's really been our success, not only in the people that really work for the show itself, but also, you know, our listeners that have called us and sent tips and, you know, who should we talk to next?
And it's really all about the stories, isn't it?
It really is. You know, we've been able to tell quite a few great stories that otherwise probably would have been forgotten. You know, the family members would have remembered, but, you know, if we can bring them out to a wider audience, it's an incredible experience to do that.
Sergeant Ben, I can remember you and I went out to a assisted living facility, as I recall, and it was one of your favorite interviews, wasn't it?
It really was. You know, Roger Erickson, he was, we got a message on our website. Hey, I know this guy. I just ran into him. He told me a story. You guys should really talk to him.
And we have a clip from Roger. Josh, can you play that for us?
Before we knew it, we were way up in the Mariana Islands, and we heard all kinds of a bombardment and stuff, and we were right outside of Iwo Jima. Then they got us on an LST. We had to climb down a rope ladder. You could hear the Japanese bullets sounded different than the American, but they were hitting on the side. You could feel the bullets hitting.
Ben, what a nice gentleman. We had a nice couple hours with him that afternoon.
Yep. Not in addition to, you know, the stories that he told, but he just, you know, broke out the photo albums and showed the pictures of him, you know, there at Pearl Harbor.
The book from his company and mm-hmm. and his whole adventure, if you will, through World War II. Going from Hawaii over to Iwo Jima, mm-hmm. where there's a lot of heroes among us, aren't there, Ben?
There absolutely are.
Ben, could you imagine 4 years ago when I met you that we'd not only be here 4 years from now, but we'd have a Minnesota military network of 21 radio stations across the state?
It's pretty incredible. And, you know, I gotta circle back and say, you know, it's thanks to all the people that have joined the team, that have contributed. You know, it's the county veteran service officers that have introduced us to their local stations. It's the stations themselves. It's our listeners that, you know, might have a cabin up north and they the station up there doesn't have us yet. You know, it's people.
It was even a Vietnam veteran Marine Corps that was a morning show host up in Duluth.
Yeah, Brad Bennett up at WDSM. He introduced us over there, and we've been on there. I think that's our newest station.
Yep, and then we've got the old stalwarts we had on last year, Dan Massman and Hastings and Neil Freeman up in Rogers. Mm-hmm. And we've added a lot of great stations and a lot of great people. Now, we make it easy for them to pick it up. If your favorite station when you're traveling out state doesn't have Minnesota Military Radio on it, it doesn't cost them anything to have it. All they really have to do is go to Minnesota Military Radio and click Contact Us, and the emails go to Sergeant Ben and myself. We can make it easy. We want to add more stations. And, Ben, how many do you think we'll be at next year?
I'm going to go with a safe estimate and say 30. I hope for 65. But I'm gonna go with 30. I certainly hope that we reach as far as deep into Minnesota as we can, because, you know, there are a lot of great veterans, 370,000 veterans out there. Add on the family members and the friends, it's a huge community.
and to tell them the stories. Where do they get their benefits? How do they reach their county veteran service officers? If they've got any kind of a problem, there's resources, and we bring those resources to them as often as we can.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, sometimes you hear about, oh, there's this one benefit that I can get as a veteran, and then it's suddenly gone from your memory, and it's great that we, you know, refresh that. And also, you know, keep them up on the podcast. So if you want to learn about the Minneapolis VA and their new emergency room, Google search, and there it is. It's someone from the VA, probably the director of the VA, telling you all about that.
You go to the website and use the search device that you created, and they can find the website, all the podcasts from every show from 4 years.
Absolutely.
Ben, just a few seconds left. Any final thoughts?
You know, it's been a great experience, and I'm looking forward to year 5. I've seen a little bit into the future as to who we're having coming up, and I can say confidently, I think year 5 is going to be even better.
Well, Ben, I'm looking forward to working with you on year 5, and we're just about to the end of this show. It's been an honor and a great privilege to host Minnesota Military Radio for the last 4 years, and I hope to be able to continue to do so for many years to come. We've been able to bring you stories of our military in Minnesota, veterans benefits, support for our troops and their families led by our Beyond the Yellow Ribbon networks here in Minnesota. We've been fortunate enough to have added the Minneapolis VA healthcare system to the show this year, and happy to have had the Commander's Task Force leaders on the show the last couple of years. And most important, we've been able to capture the stories of our heroes, who sometimes quietly live right next door to us, and yet have experienced things that no one should have to endure or remember. However, we've learned that by remembering their sacrifices and their family sacrifices, we can and should be able to navigate the future without making the same mistakes over and over again. We also need to keep the promise that we made when our veterans signed up for duty, risked their lives for our country, and were changed by the effort, and that is to take care of the maladies that they incurred in the service to our country. Today, less than 1% of our citizens serves in the military, which allows the other 99% of us to enjoy the freedom to live, work, and worship as we please. So let us always remember, with gratitude, what our veterans do and have done for this great country. We're looking forward to another exciting year in 2015, and we hope to continue to grow the Minnesota Military Radio Network and would ask for your help. If you can't hear the show at your favorite outstate location, please stop in at the local radio station, ask them to go to minnesotamilitaryradio.com to learn about the show, and we'll be happy to show them how they can join the network so that Minnesotans from all over the state have an opportunity to listen to the stories we tell each week on Minnesota Military Radio. And as always, if you have a mailbag question or a suggestion for a topic you'd like us to address, please go to minnesotamilitaryradio.com and click on Contact Us to send us a note. We have one announcement this week. This Veterans Day, Allianz Life of Beyond the Yellow Ribbon Company is hosting a Veterans Dinner at the Chester Bird American Legion Post in Golden Valley. All veterans and their families are welcome. There'll be two seatings, one at 5 p.m. and one at 6:30 p.m. I'd like to thank our guests for joining us on this four-year anniversary show, Colonel Kevin Olson, Anna Long, Beth Koshin, Andrew Lee, Michael Crusham, Ralph Huesner, Sergeant Ben, really Sergeant First Class Benjamin Houtcooper, Commissioner Larry Shelato from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, and finally Minnesota's Adjutant General, Major General Rick Nash. Please join us next week as we explore the moral injuries of war and meet the team behind one of our state's most active Yellow Ribbon networks. That's coming up next weekend on this station or online anytime at minnesotamilitaryradio.com. I'm Tom Lyons, and I hope that you make a difference in someone's life this week and every week.
Minnesota Military Radio is a production of iHeartMedia, the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, the Minneapolis VA, Beyond the Yellow Ribbon, and the Minnesota National Guard. Your host is Tom Lyons, founder and owner of Phelan Partners Limited, a merger and acquisition advisory firm. Tom is a life member of the American Legion, VFW, Vietnam Veterans of America, and the DAV. For podcasts and the latest updates, follow us at minnesotamilitaryradio.com.